Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Y'all, I want you to know that this is such a special season that I'm in right now. And you've been keeping up with me all around social. You know this. My new book, Nothing Is Missing, my memoir about living boldly, is available now. So it hits shelves October 10th, but you can grab it anywhere. Books are sold on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I would love for you to go to your local bookshop and grab a copy. Now, this book is not just about the story of our sweet babies. It's not just a story of entrepreneurship, but I'm really diving into some of the major pivots I've made. Some of the things we've talked about here, I really get to dive in deep on. And even better, because you're holding this story in your hands, you can write notes in the margin, you can highlight, you can circle. I mean, we can really take these lessons and apply them to your life. I like to call it a fresh start manual. Now, I'm going to be really transparent because that's what we come here for. I have really big goals around change and impact. And in order to hit those goals, I'm going to need your help. When publishers are looking at how books are doing, I want them to see that a simple girl with a regular life who has a love for cheese and her babies is able to rank up there with the fancy pants folks on all of those bestseller lists. And I want them to see and feel an audience of people just like us. But in order to do that, I need your support. It feels hard to ask for help, but I know that if there's anywhere I'm safe to do it, it's with you. If you grab a book for yourself, that would mean the world. If you grab a book for you and a friend, it would really make an impact. And if you've got a classroom, a business, and you are looking to put one on every single shelf, it would be a dream. Friend, you can head over to nothingismissingbook.com to grab a copy today. That's nothingismissingbook.com. to grab your copy of my debut memoir today. And friend, thank you for doing life with me. Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters Podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Y'all, this is probably one of the most important. I literally am trying not to cry because I'm talking to you on publication day. And for those of you who don't know what that is, pub day is the day that your book baby is born. So if you've been keeping up with all the things, you know that I've written my debut memoir, Nothing Is Missing, a memoir of living boldly. And today is the day that it is out in the world, that it lands in your mailboxes and on your doorsteps. And for those of you who are audiobook readers, I am actually reading my own audiobook. So you get to catch all my parents' accents and all the funny little inflections that go along with, you know, having a book. And all of that's out in the world. So what's interesting is, you know, y'all know I like to keep it transparent. So I'm talking to you now about a week before this day. And this is all meeting you in this moment. And what that means is, one, I want to be totally clear about our relationship and how I need your help. Be really, really honest about it, because I know oftentimes we come here and it is two friends, you know, chatting and catching up and all that jazz. But I also want to be really clear about like the numbers and the behind the scenes and what it is to write a book and have a book and have it out in the world. But I also want to talk to you about what it's like to put yourself out there like that. I'm not kidding, y'all. I'm getting so choked up. And I don't know if it's just the idea that we're having this conversation on a day where I am literally right now, as you're listening to this, I am likely in, because I'm going on tour starting on the 8th, I am likely in New York City, hopping a train, headed to Baltimore to sign 300 books, then headed to DC to sign 300 books and hold an event with the sweet, kind, amazing Alex L. And you're going to see all that stuff on social. So I'm not kidding. If you're listening, this is one of the most real time full experiences that we can have together, because you can see everything. But also in listening to this, I'm going to tell you that what you see on social, and this is very much like the book, what you see on social is only a sort of one-dimensional glimpse of the whole process. And part of our chats that we have here on the podcast, and part of our, you know, the conversations we have in social media and the DMs, is because I really like to give full color to the black and white of social. And I'm not kidding. That's what this book is about. You know, I mean, you've seen me go through having the girls, through a divorce. I've talked a lot about my divorce, post-divorce journey, my personal healing, being in the sadness, you know, here on our weekly chats. But now I'm talking about sort of, I guess, the current season, right? You know, and whatever this next step, next transformation will be. And before I jump into it, I just want to let you know that I'm so grateful to you. So many of you have reached out and said to me right out of the gate, Nicole, we appreciate this journey. We know what you're doing. We've been internet aunties from the beginning of time, you know, and we are so thankful that you are writing this book and putting it out into the world. And I want to let you know how grateful I am to know that I don't have to do this by myself. I also want to tell you something really, really, really transparently that is not discussed in the book world, and that a lot of people don't say because it's not, I guess, cool to say or popular to say or, you know, whatever. But selling a book is hard. So writing a book is incredibly difficult, depending on what the subject matter is. But asking people to help support your book venture is really tough. The average book, you know, is lucky if it sells 100 or 1,000 copies. And in order to get the visibility of being in places like New York Times or Wall Street Journal or like major press or anything, you basically have to be someone who is ridiculously famous, know a lot of ridiculously famous people, be really rich, have had a really salacious career, right? Like talk about something like a gross tell-all or something like big like that, you know? And it's really, really rare, really incredibly rare that you would be a black woman, a mom. It's rare that people like us get that opportunity. And I'm thankful because today I have that opportunity. It is right in front of me right now. And it's always been our conversation here for me to show you that I can do it so that you guys know you can do it too. And that we can do it without being bajillionaires, and we can do it without being messy and compromising our values, and we can do it without not being mom. You know, I literally today did an interview with a major media outlet, and then while I was taking my bathroom break, ordered groceries to be delivered to the house. You know, like, I mean, because then when I get home, I need to cook a couple things, you know, for the week, because that is my real life and that is your real life. And I don't want you to ever think. It is so important to me that you never think that you can't get to the highest of heights right up with the greats just because you decided to focus on being a mom, or just because you're in a season where maybe you're battling a sickness or an illness, or you're starting over after divorce. You know, we are still capable of getting anywhere that anyone else goes, and we just have to rely on each other. And I'm grateful because I haven't had to do this alone, and I'm thankful to you. And it's with that that I also ask that, you know, today is publication day. And so a lot of people don't know that the books that are purchased on the week of publication are the ones that are counted for like bonus points, you know, when it comes time to calculate who makes those lists and who wrote the most impactful books that week. And I'm so close. You have to sell close to 20,000 books in order to make this list. And I already know right now, I'm not even kidding. I know right now, y'all are like, Nicole, you're going to do it. Nicole, God says, you know, like, I know how y'all are. So I'm thankful because I can feel that energy right now. But I also know that you have to ask. And if you, I mean, you can't see the video of this because it's a chat, but I'm like wringing my hands. It is nerve wracking to have to ask and say, can you please grab a copy of the book? The hardcover counts for more points. If you buy two copies, one for you and one for a friend, that's even better. If you have a book club or a, you know, church group or a, you know, a group of girlfriends and you want to make this a Christmas gift or a holiday gift, that would be tremendous as well, because they literally count every single copy. So on this publication day, if you can grab a copy of Nothing Is Missing, every single book purchase counts up until October 15th. That is this coming Sunday at midnight. And I need to sell 20,000 books, and I am at the home stretch, but it's not going to happen without your help. So 4 years in, you know, all this work done, and it comes down to me getting across the finish line by us holding hands and doing it together. So I appreciate you helping me get here, and I'm so excited for us to celebrate what we're going to do collectively when they announce that I am a New York Times bestselling author with the power of the internet aunties next week. So I can't wait for that chat, because it's going to be a good one. Friends, I'm telling you right now, this shampoo has changed my life. I'm not even kidding. Amika, let's get clinical, okay? This shampoo is everything. It's a clinically proven shampoo and conditioner duo with science-backed formulas and nourishing, naturally derived ingredients. Now, y'all, I know you hear me talk about this all the time, but I really mean it. We have switched out all of our shampoos and deep conditioners for Amika products because there are no nasties in them, and because they give you incredible results for every hair type. So I don't have to buy 5 or 6 different types of products for my whole family's different textures. We all can use Amika. Honestly, I even use Amika in my wigs, y'all, because it's that good. And my wigs are an investment. I want to use the best products in them. So it's a salon-raised hair care brand that is planet-friendly. Hairstylists love it. And it's clean and planet-positive. So you can find it at Sephora in their clean labeled section. Now, the key is their sea buckthorn powdered products, because they're nourishing for your skin, scalp, and strands. So that means that I feel clean, but not dried out. My hair feels moisturized and beautifully textured, but it's not losing any of its goodness. So friends, I'm telling you right now, if you are even looking for one product that you know is going to be curl friendly and straight strand beautifying, you've got to check out Amika. And right now you can shop all my favorites at loveamika.com/Walters, WALTERS, and get 20% off your order. That 20% off discount is automatically applied at checkout if you use my link. That's loveamika.com/Walters, and it cannot be combined with other offers. It expires on 11/1/2023. So y'all head over to grab my favorite Hydro Rush Conditioner Shampoo Duo at loveamika.com/Walters and save 20% off your order right now. Y'all, I have to tell you, when I was in corporate America, I was a diehard loft girl. But get this, I thought I would give up my loft fascination once I switched to entrepreneurship, but I can't because everything is so cute and everything is so trendy and the price points are right. And I want to be honest, the quality is there. I love it because, especially for the recent fall collection, y'all, everything is gorgeous. They've got cute, flirty tops, awesome midi skirts, sweater dresses that look fantastic, and outerwear that I love because, especially living in California, it gets surprisingly cold in the evening, and I want to make sure I'm wearing something super cute. And Loft has expanded their outerwear collection so I can find things in different textures, different weights that are going to be stylish, trendy, and perfect for the season. So you've got to check it out. It's their biggest selection of outerwear yet. And I just want you to think, this is where fashion is meeting function, because outerwear also includes coats, jackets, and blazers. So you know that layering is something that's going to make sure that you look great wherever you go. This fall collection is definitely one to celebrate, and it includes everything you need to build stylish, feel-good outfits from top to toe. And I want you to know that I am not the style. I'm the buy off the mannequin girl. So Loft has saved me time and time again because I can literally go in there and I know everything's going to go together and I'm going to look great and feel good. So as a thank you for listening, from now through January 1st of 2024, y'all, you can use code Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, at loft.com to receive $25 off your full price purchase. That's code Nicole at loft.com to receive $25 off your full price purchase. Now, exclusions apply. You can see the podcast description for terms. Y'all, we're going to be looking great together because you know I'm grabbing my Loft gear. You can head over to my social to see how I'm styling it, but I'm telling you, it's going to look fabulous. Get ready for fall. Head to loft.com and grab stuff now. Before that, I want to tell you a little bit about this book, you know, because for those of you who are wondering, you know, but Nicole, what's it about? Nicole, you know, we've heard you say nothing is missing. We've heard you, you know, sign off by talking about nothing is missing. I also want you to know that the title itself means a lot to me. And that's what I wanted to go in today, because I talk about how the phrase is powerful to me in the book, but I want to tell you about why this is so meaningful in this season. So I decided to call this book Nothing is Missing because coming out of divorce, one of the things that I was really struggling with was what I wanted to bring into my next life. And I'd realized that for so many years, I'd been seeking things that I felt I was supposed to get based on what I was told to get. And I want to say that again for any of you who may not really internalize what I mean. As marginalized people, meaning women, people of color, growing up poor, you know, we're often told what we're expected to do in society, in our home lives. You know, there's a checklist we're supposed to follow. And in order to be good and dutiful and responsible, and, you know, if you're a Christian or a believer, you know, godly, you follow this list, you know. And what's difficult is if you don't have all the resources that some people have, typically the people that make these lists, you find yourself falling short. You find yourself beating yourself up. You find yourself feeling guilty. And that eats at you. It affects your health. It affects how you show up in the workplace and at home. And you find yourself feeling like no matter what you accomplish, something is always missing. Prime example, motherhood. You know, you are here doing your very best to take care of these beings that you love more than your own life. And just when you think you've managed to kind of figure out how to have a routine, you're told that the way that you're doing the routine is wrong, or that you're feeding your kid off plastics and that's wrong. And, you know, I'm not judging any of the evolution and knowledge that we get to benefit from to improve ourselves, but I'm acknowledging that we are literally always chasing something that is missing. If it's not enough money, or if it's not being too thin or too big or too smart or too quiet or important enough business, or, you know, being at home and focused on the family, you know, there's always something that is missing from our life. And that was so much of my life for so many years. It was driven by, I grew up sleeping on a couch, and I talk about that in this book. I grew up sleeping on a couch, so what's missing is I need a home. You know, I need a home with stairs in it, you know, and I've got these amazing girls who are so deserving of everything, and I got nothing for them. You know, I don't have, you know, a home and room and space, and I need to get those things because they're missing that. And I want you to know, some of these things are very legitimate. You know, some of us are living without in a way that we shouldn't. And that's important to acknowledge the systemic things that are in place that make it so that we have to choose between, you know, a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas. You know, those are very real things that we're encountering every single day. But it's when this awareness of things being missing translates into us starting to question our own identity, our identity and our worth that's given to us inherently by God and by the fact that we exist, that's when it starts really causing harm. And that's where I found myself when I decided to shift from writing a business book to writing the truth, to writing the why behind the what. You know, business and TV and, you know, even our chats here, this is what I do, but why I do it, that's what's in this book. And during my recovery and healing process, you know, after divorce, I was not sure what I was good at anymore. I wasn't sure if, I certainly didn't think I was a good wife. I wasn't sure if that was a job title I'd ever get to hold again because it didn't feel like I knew how to do marriage quite right. And I wasn't sure if I was a good mom because I was really struggling to take care of myself. I wasn't healthy. I didn't understand healthy habits, you know, and my body was showing it. And I wasn't sure if I was a good business owner because, you know, that's not just quantified by how much money you make. I wasn't loving my work. I didn't enjoy managing people. I was stressed out and overwhelmed, and I felt like I was always chasing the next big launch, and that was so unbearably sad for me, and I felt so deeply alone, you know, so alone in trying to find the answers for these things. And, you know, the way that marketing works, right, as we scroll on social media, there's always something telling us, well, this is the answer, this is the answer, this is what you need to do. Try this workout, try this, you know, hack, try this software. And in stepping back from it all, because I had to, because of, you know, what my health was doing, I didn't even have time to consume what the solutions were. I just had to say to myself, if I couldn't get a single other thing, if I could never fall in love again, if I had to run my business with what I had in front of me, if I don't get healthy and this is the type of mom I could be, what would I do with that? What would I do if all I had to move forward was what I have now? If there isn't chasing and seeking something else, if I could only work with what I have. And it was then that I really started thinking, well, I could still do this and maybe I could serve this way. And, you know, if I'm never going to fall in love and if I'm, you know, not going to have a relationship, then boy, you better love the heck out of yourself, you know. And once I started that road and I embraced the journey of saying that if all I have today is what I have, then I need to make the most of it. I need to maximize it. It was then that I realized how much I really had, that nothing is missing. There's a story that I tell in this book of when I looked at my girls and I said to them, you know, I'm looking to quit my job, my 9-to-5 job. And some of you were there on that day when I quit my job live online in front of 10,000 people and jumped into entrepreneurship, you know, with a plan, with a strategy, but, you know, I did it. And, you know, I share in this book that prior to that, I talked to my girls and I said to them, you know, I'm trying to do this big venture and I'm scared. Like I, you know, I was just very transparent. I said, I'm scared and I think it'll work. Everything's looking really good. I'm helping people. I'm making money doing it. And my goal is to make our lives better than it's ever been. But I just need to know that you'll be okay if it doesn't work out. You know, that you'll trust that I'll still take care of you and that I'm never, ever leaving and that I'll do my very best. And no matter what, it'll be okay. But it just, we may not have, you know, the big fancy house or we may not have the cool car. And My kids looked at me and the only thing they said to me was, will you still be there? And I didn't realize, as kids will be, you know, the most incredible teachers we ever will have, you know, that my kids understood something that I didn't, you know, that there was so much value in our togetherness and there was so much value in seeing each other as we were with what we had. And that we'd both grown up, my kids, myself, with so little, you know, that we already had so much because we had each other. And even if we wanted to pursue something new, even if we wanted to take on a new goal or a new task, build a business, write a book, film a TV show, that we had each other and we had our hard work ethic within ourselves. And with that alone, nothing is missing. And I know that some of these chats can feel very inspirational or, you know, kind of speechy-like. And I just want to keep it all the way real. Nothing is missing. That phrase is getting me through this season right now. Selling this book, of putting it in people's hands, of showing up to press and media, the things that you are going to see on social where I'm smiling and coming out there and doing my darndest to sound eloquent and poised and knowledgeable. And I'm scared, you know, that's the truth. I'm scared. And the thing I'm afraid of is not just sharing my story vulnerably and having to hear feedback about that, because that's just how the world works. But I'm also scared because I've worked really hard to identify my worth in the fact that I wake up every morning, and my worth doesn't exist in this book and how it does and who likes it and if it's popular or if I do become a New York Times bestseller or if, you know, my kids see me, you know, hitting the top of those lists. Now you better believe that I want to hit those lists. I want to hit those lists because I know that in hitting those lists, you know, I'm answering the thing that I tell them every day, which is where you started does not dictate where you end up. Y'all, I love doing an activity. I mean, my kids have grown up on this word, and I'm always trying to introduce them to something new, including sports and things like that. But I wanted to make sure it was something we all could enjoy, and we ended up going to Topgolf. Now, it's golf. Well, it's not golf. It's Topgolf. And what that means is they've got all the stuff that makes it officially golf, like clubs and balls and tees and turf and a ball picker upper cart thing, which is super fun to watch. But they also have all the things that make it so much fun and they're totally not golf, like fun music and giant targets in the fairway and huge TVs and amazing food. Y'all, my favorite thing, you've heard me say it before, I'm going to keep on saying this. They've got these donut holes that are so, so good. You've got to try them. And I love it because all these things are under one roof. So it's a good time. I've held events there for my clients. I've hung out there with coworkers. I always come with a few friends if we just need something to do and hang out and catch up for a girls' night. And of course, I bring my fam. Perfect day for family is Half Price Tuesday. They have a whole day each week that's dedicated to more play for less pay. It happens every Tuesday where gameplay is half price, and it gives more players more reason to come play around. So if you don't play golf, it's cool because it's still fun to get out there and practice your swing. And if you're looking for something to eat, guess what? You don't have to do dinner. You get to have fun with the kids, and the Topgolf kitchen will take care of dinner. You can get so much awesome food and drinks on their menu, so you can try anything. It's so, so delicious. Now, I want to let you know that they're all about play, but Topgolf has some rules. Half Price Tuesday applies to gameplay only. So it isn't offered at every venue, and it can't be doubled up with other offers or discounts. I mean, it's already half price after all. But you can find the full details at topgolf.com/Nicole. Friends, if you're looking for something fun to do, a great birthday to throw, or just another girls' night, you've got to head over to Topgolf. Visit topgolf.com/Nicole to book a bay and come play around. You might even see me there. All you have to do is head over to visit topgolf.com/Nicole to book a bay and come play around. Friends, you know that I am always on the go. And with the speaking engagements and the book tour. Gosh, I'm going to be in and out of hotels. And it matters so much to me that I am moving my body, eating well, and sleeping well. And with over 200 destinations around the world, Westin Hotels makes it possible for me to keep up my wellness routine while I'm traveling. So here's how I do it. I know that this sounds like a leap, but gosh, Westin has it figured out. So with Westin, I can work out the way that I want with a variety of fitness options to keep me going. So they've got top tier, state of the art equipment in their Westin workout fitness studios. And they also have different groups that are run by the Westin's Run Concierge. It's a running guide who can help you explore local areas by going on a quick jog. But if you're like me, you want to do your own thing in your guest room. So they've got workout and recovery gear available on demand through Westin's gear lending program. Now, in between all of that, I gotta admit, I'm eating a lot of room service, but that's okay at Westin because they have an Eat Well menu. It's designed with foods that make sure that you meet your nutritional needs. And my favorite part of it is I can choose what's right for me based on a desired portion size and nutritional balance. That is such a big deal when you're on the road and you can't get a home-cooked meal, but they've got top chefs that are crafting dishes with my well-being in mind. And lastly, when it's time for me to rest my head on that pillow, I know I'm going to sleep well. I can recharge my body and mind with restorative sleep in Westin's renowned heavenly bed. That thing is like a cloud. I gotta tell you that at Westin Hotels, there are amenities and offerings that are aimed to help you move well, eat well, and sleep well so you can keep your well-being close while away. I want you to find wellness on your next stay at Westin. Westin Hotels and Resorts is a part of Marriott Bonvoy, an extraordinary portfolio of hotel brands and an award-winning travel program. The thing that I've worked so hard for over the past couple of years, you know, deprogramming myself from years of being told that I'm only useful in so much as how I serve others. I'm only beneficial and I only have worth in so much in how I provide and what I make and what I do. And if I'm not directly contributing to the happiness of another person, that I don't really have the same value. You know, I don't want to get back there because it was so unhealthy for me. And I hope that you, friend, you know, as someone who is responsible for, you know, coworkers and babies and partners and, you know, that lend so much of yourself to these things, that you recognize that you're worthy when you wake up and that you recognize that your worth is not tied into, you know, what you do for other people. And I want you to know that a lot of these books, these memoirs, these self-help things, these inspirational novels, they're all telling you to, like, you know, work harder, show up, you matter. But I don't know how many people admit that they're still working on it themselves. It almost feels like you have to be at the finish line to write the book. And part of what's, I think, special about this book is that we're still on the journey together. And I'm just sharing what I know if I might be a few steps ahead of you. And I think for some of you, you'll read parts of this and you'll say, oh, I'm so glad that I learned already, you know. And for some of them, I think you'll say, wow, you know, I'm really glad that I can see this coming and Nicole's pointed it out. But what I do know is that a lot of it boils down to recognizing that when we really absorb and identify that we are worthy when we wake up, and that nothing in between the moment that we open our eyes and close our eyes changes our worth. It doesn't get better because you know, got a promotion, and it doesn't get worse because you missed carpool pickup. You're still worthy. And once you start realizing that, it transforms how you show up with the world. So, you know, in this season, that's the thing I'm clinging to. And it's a thing I want to share with you as you're watching this journey. You know, on one end, you're going to see me doing pretty cool things. My mind is still reeling about some of the interviews and chats and press moments and groups that I get to talk to. And some of you all I've already met, you know, at events in New York, DC, LA, Houston, Chicago, you know. But when I tell you, all those things mean everything, but they also mean nothing about who I am. And I really want you to understand and hear me when I say that meeting you and being near you and having the opportunity to do these big things is such a blessing and it's such a gift, but I'm worthy when I wake up, and so are you. And so, friend, before I I head out of here and ask you to, you know, get on Amazon, get on Barnes and Noble, head to your local bookstore, you know, and grab a copy of this book. I want to leave you with an excerpt, a small portion of it from, you know, my favorite chapter. The chapter is called You Are Worthy When You Wake Up. And I haven't read any of this book to you so far, but I want to do it here today. And I also hope that at the end of this, you recognize that, you know, this isn't just a good story. You know, this isn't just your friend telling you a little bit more than you knew before. This is your fresh start manual. You know, this is an opportunity to recognize that you are really good at starting over. We all have to be. And that no matter what happens along the way, that our worth isn't going to change as long as we can keep getting up and doing it every single day. So this is from my book, Nothing Is Missing by Nicole Walters. And it's out today, October 10th, 2023. It's going to be a New York Times bestseller. And I'm grateful because you're going to be part of that journey. So here is an excerpt from my favorite chapter, You Are Worthy When You Wake Up. To be clear, your worth has nothing to do with money. If you focus on the money, you'll miss the meaning. And it's so natural to focus on the money because we're trained to do that. The money is immaterial. What I've learned is that if I act differently, I'll get a result that will affirm what I want. I am a person of possibilities and potentials. But up until that point, any job that I had gotten had been out of necessity. This was the first time I've ever moved because I felt called to, and because I felt that my gifts would matter. And this move unlocked a whole new mental level for me. I'd never thought before that I was allowed to want more than what I'd been given. And when I realized I was allowed to define my own worth, even if it was within the parameters that society had written for me, it changed everything. That's when I realized that the whole rule book was trash. Once you realize that, you're able to do more. That's the truth. A lot of people, I used to be one of them, think self-worth is defined. That you get it when you achieve a certain level of life. You might think you are worthy if you have the right job or the right home. You might not even allow yourself to reach for something because you feel your self-worth hasn't been validated by some external force. But that's false. Your worth isn't defined by a destination. It's also not defined by what you do between lifting your head up off the pillow in the morning and laying it down at night. Here's the twist. Your worth doesn't increase or decrease. Some people think your worth can only increase if you hit a goal, but it doesn't. It also doesn't decrease. You are just worthy, no matter what. You inherently have value. You are worthy when you wake up. Yet, we tell ourselves we're not worthy all the time, in a million different ways. If you wake up saying that in order to display your worth to yourself, you must eat well, exercise, show love to your children, and then you decide to do drugs, not honor your commitments, and neglect your children, then understand the reason why you're questioning your worth in that moment is simply because you aren't affirming what you're saying you're worth with actions that support it. Once you understand that you are worthy, affirm that with action. You can keep saying your affirmations in the mirror all day, but they don't mean anything if you don't follow them with an action that proves to your whole body, your whole self, that what you are affirming is true. Friend, this book is an affirmation to my spirit that nothing is missing. And it's my hope that it calls you and supports you and guides you in knowing that the same thing is true about you. Nothing is missing. Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.